With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. The 51st annual March for Life is happening Friday in Washington, D.C. The crowds who gather will hear from Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, U.S. Representative Chris Smith of New Jersey, Jim Daly, the President and CEO of Focus on the Family, and Pastor Greg Laurie of Harvest Christian Fellowship with his wife, Kathy. The group says it's the world's largest annual human rights demonstration. Shakira loved being a mom. She calls it the greatest job there is. But Shakira already had 6 kids when she was pregnant again. The thought of adding more kids to her already hectic life of being a busy mom and a full-time employee and a full-time student seemed overwhelming. She stretched beyond her capacity. Shakira started Googling for help, prenatal care, resources, and someone to talk with. That's when she discovered the Pregnancy Network, a multi-denominational Christian organization in North Carolina's Triad that serves women who need help to face an unplanned pregnancy. Through the Pregnancy Network, Shakira got the help she needed. She also met Charlotte Haywood, a registered nurse and member of Cornerstone Church in Greensboro. Not long after the two met, Charlotte invited Shakira and her boyfriend to join her at church. Eventually, she married her boyfriend. They gave their lives to Christ, and they were both baptized at Cornerstone. Pregnancy support networks like the Pregnancy Network in North Carolina are at work across the country, caring not only for the health of the unborn child, but also for the lives of moms and dads. Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar. More pastors are encouraging members to adopt and provide foster care at a time when adoptions have declined in the U.S. A Lifeway research study found more than 2 in 5 U.S. Protestant churchgoers say their congregation and its leaders are proactively involved with adoption and foster care in at least 1 of 7 ways. A similar percentage say they haven't seen other churchgoers or leaders provide any of the specific types of care or support, while 11% weren't sure. More than 1 in 10 churchgoers say someone in their congregation has provided foster care, adopted a child from the U.S., or adopted a child from another country within the last year. You can read the full report from Lifeway Research at baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to learn how you can sign up for our morning and afternoon email. They're free and come to your inbox every day. Find it at baptistpress.com.